Milton statement for us, please.
Well, we did what we're supposed to do. He did a good job of he and the other coach. They played the entire game in the box they wanted to try one too. Something we haven't, we practiced a little bit, but we haven't seen a team since I've been here that boxed and wanted us to triangle two the entire time. So it was a great game plan kind of coming in because what it would do, somebody else would have to go out and beat you and play. And Steve's a very good coach, but I have to thank him because what he did, he woke up a sleeping giant, and that's Kevin Ware on his birthday. And so we've said soon Kevin gets going, and his confidence was really, really high today. Not because of his birthday, but he, you know, he leave a guy like that open, and he sees that ball go in. So couldn't be more happier for him because he needed that. He needed that type of game. And when he plays that way, I mean, we saw boxing one and triangling two, and we don't practice much of it, and we still scored 80-plus points. So just really happy about that. And then losing Rhino. Rhino's kind of – Ryan Green is the heart and soul of what we do. And to lose him inside the first minute, you know, it was good for, you know, the other guys step up and play. But Kevin Ware was really, really good.
Coach, exactly, was Ryan waiting? Like he lost a tooth.
Yeah, he lost his tooth, and they couldn't find it. We thought it was in Marcus's elbow, and then we found out it wasn't. It was actually, it got pushed up in his gum.
Ooh.
So that's how they found it. So
he's at the dentist right now.
Yeah, he's in a lot of pain right now. So I don't know if he'll be ready to go Monday, but if somebody can come back and has a tough enough kid, it will be Ryan.
Coach, when that happened, can you talk about that? Because Kevin came in and pretty much controlled, you know, your offense the rest of the way.
Yeah, one of the things we like, we love Kevin as a sixth man because he can kind of see what's going on. One of the things about the group that's out there now, they've all played in the system, so they know what's going on, and you know, including Ryan. So what we do is, you know, Kevin's kind of gets about 3 or 4 minutes, take a look at it, and then we kind of get him back in the game. But he knew he had to step up and play, and again, we practiced and game plan for something, and then they came up and, you know, kind of tricked us a little bit with the boxer one early, and then Ryan got going and then went triangle two. But what that did is it left some other guys open, and I thought we were aggressive late. Supposed to say it. The first 9-10 minutes of the game, we staggered a little bit, got us standing around too much.
Coach, congratulations on the win. Early in the first half, there seemed to be like a little confusion maybe in the half court offense. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Well, that's what I was saying. I mean, it was mostly what they did. The boxer one and the triangle confused us a little bit because we hadn't seen it. You know, one of the things when you haven't seen something, and so, halftime we made a little bit better of an adjustment, but we couldn't, you know, we got quicker shots and we didn't take it. But one thing, this is a veteran group and not too much. You know, one of the things I said is that everybody's going to throw a lot of things against the champion. And so one of the things you got to do is you got to be able to handle a lot. And so I thought we did.
The formula for winning so many conference games last year seemed to be the formula again today: force turnovers and make free throws. Yeah. And they made a lot of them today.
Well, that's that. Regardless, at the end of the day, what you do against us on the defensive end, our defense is going to be pretty good. Although they made a lot of threes, they made 12 threes. But again, a team that shoots 9 times out of 10, a team that shoots 27 or more threes, you're going to probably win that game. That means they got to make about 16 or 17 of them. And so, again, if you shoot, you know, I think 50, they had 52 attempts, I believe, and 30 of them threes. And so they're not what I would call a three-point shooting team. So, again, I feel like our defense worked. And one of the things that we've been proud of, no team this year, I believe, has shot 50% against us. And so, for us, that's a pretty good thing. And one of the things that leads to our runs is our defense because, you know, all of a sudden we get 9, 7, 8, 9 stops in a row, then we're pretty good.
Do you think you're going to see boxing ones? Triangle twos the rest of the season?
I hope so, because that means we're going to score about 82 points a game. And so if we score 82, you're not beating us if we get in the 80s. And so, you know, you're leaving good players open. You're leaving Marcus Kreider, who's coming in a good player, Kevin Ware. We got good players. And so we leave those guys open. It helps them. And now all of a sudden, that's what I'm saying. You kind of let a cat out of a bag with this guy here. You know, now all of a sudden, now he gets 20 plus, and now he's ready to go.
It seems just based upon the shooting percentage, that RJ is really getting blanketed a lot this year. What are you saying to him to try to keep him, his frustration level from getting too high?
And that's what we talked about right after the game. I thought he did a great job with frustration. Generally, when you're a player like that and you go box one is supposed to do that. That's what it's supposed to do. You know, when you're a really good player, and he's a really good player, their defenses and schemes are all about him. And he, I think for the most part all year, he's done a tremendous job, especially today. You know, I think he only had one or two maybe frustration things, and a little push off at the end. But for the most part, he kind of let the game come to him and do some other things, and that's what great players do. RJ is more about winning than he is about his numbers. And when your leader cares more about winning than the numbers, you're gonna be good, and that's what he does. So I was more proud of him today and what he did than if he scored 30.
Said what you said about RJ kind of kind of similar to way Kevin plays too. Does he care?
Yeah, I mean,
about the team more.
It's more about what happens with our team. I mean, I'll be honest with you. The last couple of weeks, I kept saying to our staff, Kevin's gonna have one of these coming out games, and then all of a sudden, man, it's gonna be. And it took something like this, basically the Triangles again, this guy's got a lot of respect for his game, and you all of a sudden say, I'm not guarding Kevin Ware. Good luck with that.
So kind of maybe you can kind of fake it and say it's his birthday.
It's his birthday and all that, so it couldn't happen on a better day. His birthday on the day they decide to box the ones, that's pretty good.
And January 5th could be his birthday.
That's exactly right. Well, turn around Monday is his birthday. Then next Thursday is his birthday. So
who's bringing the cupcakes then?
I'll keep buying cakes. If he keeps playing this way, I'll buy cakes. So I'll let you guys talk to him now. Thank you. Thank you.